Sorry, Brent. Those might be
a little wet?
A little on the moist side.
Yeah, that's all right. He's a little wet, too.
I'll take you.
How
I'll
was it? I mean, it was pretty warm out there today for you.
You know what? It was great. We've had some way chillier days than that, so kudos to the homecoming committee for the weather and the late temp.
How important was that play of Ty Cobb and that offensive line today?
Well, you know what? I thought they did a really good job. And, you know, I was listening to him do his interview there. Like, I thought the running backs did a good job. It was fun to see Jalen start to make some plays. Sage had some good runs. So we needed that, guys. Like, we need to be balanced. And it opens up the play action, opens up things down the field. So it makes us a lot more difficult to prepare for.
The early success running the ball was behind him, though. Was that intentional of we're running to the right?
Guys, I'm a defensive guy. So, as long as end of the day, Schultzy, as long as the ball's, you know, 2, 3, 5, 8 yards, I'm pretty good. But, yeah, you know, we were pulling him a lot and getting him out in space and talking about Ty. Just got back to doing some stuff out of some lighter formations. I think that helped us a lot. I'm not saying that our tight ends and fullbacks aren't gifted enough to do it, but why take all the speed and the skill off the field all the time? So a little bit different game plan in that sense, but I thought they did a really nice job giving us a chance to run the ball and obviously run the ball out at the end to get the W.
Statistically, it was a blowout. I mean, you guys played well. I mean, you were definitely the better team. Defensively, I don't know if you could have a better first half. You shut them down, but yet the mistakes kept them in it early.
Yeah, it's like 2022 right there in a nutshell for you guys.
We've seen this before.
Yeah, that's what we were saying.
Three times.
Yeah, you know what? You can't tell the kids to, you know, risk, you know, you can't fear failure. You got to, like, Brandon Olsen didn't get quarterback, but made a mistake and obviously cost some points. But he's also going to win us a lot of games being aggressive and doing the things that he does. So, yeah, we got to limit some stuff. You know, the turnovers in the first half, obviously in the end zone, the one. We had the one down in, I think, in the high red zone.
Yeah, the fumble.
Yeah, some costly ones. But we cleaned some stuff up, but we still got a lot of work to do. That's for sure. But it's fun to be on the right side of a close game.
So Winona State goes down and scores. They go for two. Jamel Stone, been picked on a little bit today. All of your D-backs picked on a little bit. There were a few flags that hit the ground. Unbelievable play to get a hand on that ball.
Yeah, he was, and he actually separated his shoulder a couple plays before that, so he gutted it out. We were getting tired in the second half, so I commend Jamel to get out there. And yeah, there's some interesting calls, right? You know, you think about the fourth down and 25. That's the other one.
Yeah, just let him catch it, right? Yeah, there's no way he's getting the yards after the catch. But
yeah, and it was a penalty. And the other one in the first half where we got called on long yardage, which that one I might not disagree with as much, and the official's kind of like, hey, can we pick it up or not? But I thought the officiating crew was solid. They called everything on. It was a lot of penalties compared to the first couple of games, but it was on both sides. It just seemed like they were a little bit more involved. But
at that play, that's a big play, though. I mean, it changes the end of the game. It's a little bit more nerve-wracking if it's a one-score, 8-point game versus that's game over.
Right, for sure. Guys, I mean, we're just trying to get everybody to get their money's worth. I think that's what we're trying to do here.
Hey, the entertainment factor has been awesome.
Well, that's what I guess I'm here for. That's why I got all these gray hairs. Schultz doesn't even have any hair. Biss, you're getting a little light, too.
I'm getting some gray, yeah.
Yeah, blame me.
Defensively, all right, you're a defensive coach. We'll ask you a little tactical one there. You seem to bring more safety and corner blitzes today. By design? Or just what was available to you?
It's a little bit more of just the system, just the formations that they give for who's going to be blitzing. It could be a linebacker, safety, or corner.
Seem to dial those up at great times.
Yeah, I tell you what, like I've made this mention before. Marcus McLean is an unbelievably good coordinator. You take away, I mean, guys, we've given up a lot of points on special teams and or, you know, interceptions and fumble returns. Our defense has played pretty dang well for the most of the season. A couple drives, obviously, we'd want back. But that team, if they keep evolving, we have a championship. I think we can evolve into a championship defense when we get a few more guys back healthy, too. So that group I'm excited about.
Yeah, I mean,
that Winona State team's got some talent offensively.
That first half was unbelievable. I mean, your team defensively, what, they get 3 points, really?
Yeah.
And even then was on two plays.
Yeah, our defensive front, like, they're good. Like, we have a big group of guys, Hoffman and Marco, play well together in tandem, but it's five or six guys rotating. We played five or six defensive ends today, too. But that is important for us. We control the line of scrimmage, which I felt like we've really been able to control the line of scrimmage in most of the games we've played. I like to get a little bit more pressure time with four-man rush, but overall, I was pretty happy with those guys. And Winona's got some good players, guys. I mean, their receiving core is talented. Their running back, Gavin, was, I think, leading the league coming into the day, which I think we bottled him up pretty good.
And yeah, what, 35 yards rushing?
88. Cooper Nelson's a stud. Big target.
Yeah, he's going to be a good one for them. They certainly aren't a lack. I think their quarterback play maybe you know, it was a little bit erratic. They were playing the two guys, so I think they're maybe a little unsettled there. But they made it interesting. I thought Paulson came in and made some nice plays towards the end of the game. So they're going to win a bunch of football games, that's for sure. And their defense, like, they're not bad at all. So I think Spencer Erickson, one of my former coaches, is down there. He's the D coordinator. So it was fun beating him. but he's doing a really good job. And Berge down there is their head coach, replacing Tom Sawyer. He's done a great job, too.
Not exactly a short trip next week, but back to your stomping grounds. It's always a fun week for you, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's fun. They're actually having a family reunion back in Fayette. I always say Vietnam, Fayette, Iowa. Being from Iowa, I can call it Vietnam, but it's not. You know, I grew up down there. I love Northeast Iowa. I love the people. I was calling around to find a place to eat pregame, and all of a sudden, I started talking to this gal at this place in Westgate. I think it was a town of about 200, and they have this Bent smokehouse. And so I started talking to her, and she's like, "Where are you coming from?" And she's like, "What's your name?" And she's like, "Well, do you know Charlene Bolte?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, she's my mom." Well, her mom graduated with my mom. So down there, family circles.
So you're getting a family discount.
I don't think so, but anyway.
Brent, congratulations, man.
I appreciate
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Good to get
Bolte,
that first win of the
head
season.
Head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show today. Beavers win this one 34-24.